You do not have to die, believe it or not. This is the Absolute Monastery. This is the Absolute Philosopher talking about an absolute condition that everyone may experience if they wish. You do not have to die, believe it or not. Now, how can we make such a blatant statement like that when the mortuaries are filled with the bodies of people who have moved on to another dimension, and with the cemeteries that are ripe with bodies that are moved on over the hundreds and thousands and millions of years? Millions, that sounds pretty grand, doesn't it? But you don't have to die. Dying is something that we have taught ourselves, we have trained ourselves, we have allowed ourselves, because it's an easy escape from getting out of some of the problems that we created for ourselves in life. Now, it's true, we all seem to fall into that category because of the fact that we think that this is what everyone else does. But it doesn't have to be that way. I have met many people who, at the last minute, decided not to die. They decided not to leave their body just because it was kind of messed up. And they decided to sort of refurbish their body, sort of get their body back in order by seeing their body as perfect, by loving their body, by saying, I like me, I like me, I like me, I like my body. My body is wonderful. My body is fantastic. You know, you don't have to say your body is bad just because that's an appearance. When you're a little boy, you don't say, I'm a little boy forever and ever and ever, because as you grow older, you get bigger and you get to be a big boy. And you get to be a big girl and you get to be a big person. And many times people have a broken leg and given a period of time, it heals up. Well, that doesn't even have to happen in a period of time. It can be instantaneous and has been for some people. It's rare. Rare! Oh, how we say it's rare. And the reason we say it's rare is because how many people have really chosen to put forth the effort that it takes to change their attitude about themselves from dying to living? From saying, well, let's see, this thing has gotten me down. The doctors have said that I'm going to go. Everything tells me that this is the end, and there's no more chance for me to do anything about it. So I might as well just get accustomed to it and just toddle off. And that's okay. There's nothing wrong with that. The universe has been designed to allow for people who feel that they want to die. It's been allowed people who feel they want to cut out of this mortal coil and go on to do another dimension. Now, some people take their body with them. And we don't know about these people because there's nobody to tell us that they took it with them. And you say, well, most people left it behind because we bury them, we cremate them. They're left behind. Yeah, that's true. A lot of people have chosen to leave their bodies behind and have chosen to take that route, which is okay. This is part of the divine program that we have designed. But you see, we're constantly changing the divine program. We're constantly reworking the divine program and setting up the divine program to be something utterly spectacular, utterly amazing, utterly fantastic. And as we set up the divine program to be something utterly fantastic, so it is for us. So it is for us. It's been my good pleasure to work with a number of people who changed their mind. I didn't heal them. I merely talked to them and I told them they didn't have to die. It's just because the doctor said they had to die, the doctor looked at their prognosis and said, that's the way it is. If you keep acting and thinking and performing in your body the way you are, you're not going to be around very long. Now, the doctor didn't say, you could have a miracle, you could have a change, because doctors don't talk about miracles because that's not their business. That's for the theologians. And for the philosophers, too. Really, for the philosophers, too. So start thinking, what do you want to do? If you are a youngster, middle-aged, an oldster, if you are a very old person, do you want to die? Yes, get out of this miserable body. Or do you want to create a supercalifragilisticexpialidocious body, an absolutely amazing, wonderful body, and have it live indefinitely, and we could say forever. This is what we are designed to do. Our bodies are designed to do these things. Well, now, I've given the story of the stem cells many times. And as I spoke about the stem cells, I say, our brain has 10,000 new stem cells every day. Well, our whole body is showered with new stem cells every day. And these stem cells are undifferentiated cells. They're not told what to do yet. They're not even told to be an eye, ears, nose, or throat, or to be skin or anything else. And as you know, skin is the biggest organ of our body. But they're not even told to be that yet. They're just coming aboard and saying, howdy, here I am. Let's party. Let's see what's going on around here. What do we do in this place here? What goes on in this temple of the living spirit? What goes on in this experience in this human body? Well, all the other cells of the body have been allowed to drift by themselves. They've never been told by their maker, their creator, their possessor, I like me, I like me, I like me. I live in my ideal spirit, mind, and body. I'm wonderful. My body is whole and perfect, and on and on and on. You see, when the body is told these things, when a child is told these things from infanthood on, that child just naturally has a beautiful, perfect body. Except the parents say, well, you got the genes of your family and the genes are not so good here, and you got this here and this cold will come along and these problems will be there. And being perfectly normal, reasonable, in an average way of looking at things, and of course the child learns to look at life that way. And as a child learns to look at life that way, the child is not learning to look at life as being whole and perfect. But some children naturally, instinctively, intuitively, think of themselves as being whole and perfect. Some children live their lives so beautifully, so wonderfully, so fantastically that they do not even think about illness. They don't even think about death. They don't even think about problems. All they do is look at life as a great solution that they're developing and they're creating and they're working out. And they are not bound to what other people do or think or say. Now, these stem cells that are awakening in our body every day, waiting to be told what to do, unfortunately, they're told by the current residents, the stem cells that are there, well, this is a lazy body, a sick body, this is a problematic body, this is a body that has got all sorts of hang-ups, and this is a body that's going to die or going to live or doing, and these are the thoughts that go through there, that go into these stem cells. And as the stem cells are listening, they say, oh, well, okay, whatever game you want us to play, we'll play. We're not opposed to anything. We're just ready for doing whatever you want us to do. And so they play these games of being happy, healthy, hearty, or sick, and stupid and dumb and dead. That's all part of the game. That's all part of the game. I worked with the UCLA in the psychology laboratory and the physiology laboratory, and we did certain things with a leaf. And we took a picture of a leaf, and we saw the energy body of the leaf. And then one part of the leaf was cut off, and the leaf picture was taken again, and the whole leaf was there, even the part that had been cut away, its energy body was still there. And then they took a picture of some person, and that person had an illness. And then they took a picture of the person, and that person had taken care of that and took a hold of it and got out of that illness and become whole and perfect, and they took a picture of them then. And the pictures were absolutely amazing. The energy body that we have in us just sort of radiates around whatever we want. When the lack of harmonious energy is there, the body just acts upon that lack of harmonious energy. And when harmonious energy is there, the body reacts on that harmonious energy as though the inharmonious energy had never been there in the first place. Now, this is called Carillion photography, created by a Russian fellow, And it has been used through the years as a quite a marvelous tool to show the energy body within plants, animals, and creatures of all kinds. And it has shown how this energy body is affected by our thoughts. This energy body is affected by our actions and our attitudes. It's affected not necessarily by our diet, but what we think our diet is. It's affected by all sorts of things, and how wonderful and strange that is. But every cell is designed to live forever. Our scientists tell us that. Every cell that has ever been tested has an immortality factor in it, and somewhere, something tells that cell that it has a limit. And that limit is put in there by our attitudes, by our thoughts, by our individual looking at it, and that can be changed by our individual looking at it. We can put a new thought in motion. We can put a new program in motion. We can put a new dream in motion. We can put a new action in motion, whatever our circumstances may be. And as we do this, magic takes place in our life. We don't have to fall into the trap of whatever we have said in the past. We can plant a new thought. It's not a new thought, but it's a different thought. It's another thought, because the thought is not necessarily new. It's always been there, ready to be used. Now, what thought do you want to have about your life? Do you want to live forever? We talked with a young man on the phone this morning, and I told him, you don't have to die. You can live if you want. And if you want to die, that's perfectly okay, but you don't have to. You can live if you want. And the doctors are saying that he's right on the edge, and he's going over the hill, and nothing's good. Well, believe it or not, they called. Another call came through, and it said that he showed signs of getting back on it. He showed signs of getting up, of getting himself back in order again. Well, now, so if he does, good. If he doesn't, good. It's all his choice. As far as I'm concerned, I see him whole and perfect all the time. I never saw him as dying. I never saw him as having a problem. I never saw him as thinking unhappy thoughts. I always saw him being his ideal self, living in his ideal spirit, mind, and body, and being super. And we got him to think that way a number of times, but then he drifted back because of other little problems he allowed in his mind. And well, now, this is true of other people, too. Other people have come to campus, and they have completely changed their cancer experience to non-cancer. And they went home. And at home, their doctor said, no cancer. And then they had the same negative attitudes that they had before, which shook them all up and made them all unhappy. And next thing you know, there it was, that excuse for living cancer. And they let themselves be undertaken by it. Isn't it interesting how we do that? Who are we going to allow to be our undertaker, who undertakes who we are? Are we going to allow our positive thoughts, our positive attitudes, our positive life take care of us? As far as I'm concerned, all is good and very good. As far as I'm concerned, everybody is whole and perfect. As far as I'm concerned, I'm whole and perfect. No matter what experiences I may go through at any time, they're not mine. It's just something I allowed in my consciousness temporarily. I am not going to give it permission to remain. It's an undesired, unwelcome guest, and out you go. Out you go. I don't care if you're my uncle or you're my aunt or you're my mother or father. If you are negative to my body, to my life, to my world, out you go. And only in my thoughts are I am whole and perfect. I like me. I am divine. I think this world is a fabulous world, a wonderful world, a great world. And I keep saying to myself, I like me, I like me, I like me, I like me, I like me. And as I say, I like me, I like me, I like me, I feel wonderful. I feel fantastic. I walk up and down the mountains here every day, enjoying the wonderful experience that I have. My life is perfect. My body is perfect. Everything about me is perfect. Oh, I may enjoy things once in a while or enjoy experiences, but they don't belong to me. They're only because I give in and forget to say, I like me. You can say, I like me, if you wish. You can say it so strongly that your stem cells say, oh, that's the game you want to play. Okay, we'll play that game. We don't care. We have been unaware of what game we're supposed to play, and we're listening to you. And so you get up in the morning, and you say, attention to all the stem cells in your body, in your brain, in your cell. All you stem cells, this is a perfect body. This is an ideal body. This is an ideal man. I am ideal. Now, from this moment on, you will continue being ideal. You'll be my ideal eyes, my ideal nose, my ideal ears, my ideal body, my ideal thought, my ideal everything. Now, go for it. And like that, all of your stem cells throughout your body march forth throughout your body as perfection. Throughout your life as perfection, throughout your thinking as perfection. And it's done. Try it. It really works. And know that I'm doing it with you, saying, I am whole and perfect. I see you whole and perfect. And it's wonderful. I love you. I love you. I love you.